我在北京。
我在西安。
我在昆明。
我在长沙。
我在广东。
我在香港。
我在柏林。
我在西雅图。
我在多伦多。
我们生活在不同的城市，
我们来自不同的地方，
我们从事不一样的工作，
我们在不同的国家求学，
我们隔着太平洋，
我们横跨不同的时区。
或许我们离你很近，
或许我们离你很远，
但我们在这里为你读英语美文，
为你读英语美文，
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 为你读英语美文。
听众朋友你们好，欢迎收听为你读英语美文，我是肖雨，在湖南的晴朗天气里向你问好。今天的节目里与大家分享我的一个很有意思的经历。去年的三月，我已经是一名即将毕业的大学生，那个时候最后一个学期刚刚开始，在学校的日子一直都很空闲，于是我决定去某个地方旅行。可是我想不好到底要去哪里，所以我背着包去了车站，想着遇到顺眼的车次就买一张票上车。这就是我们今天的故事， The Bus to Nowhere， 目的地未明。
As I was sitting on a bench at the bus station trying to figure out where I was going to go, I overheard a man ask the clerk for a ticket to nowhere. Feeling a little confusedAs the man walked by, I decided to stop him, and I asked, Sir, as not being nosy, but did I hear you ask the lady for a ticket nowhere? The man turned to me and said, Yes, that is where the ticket shall take me. Yet I have second thoughts of going. I then asked the man, Why are you having second thoughts of going? He replied,Here I am now, in a place where everything around me is what I'm used to. I know of many people, have many friends, you know, all the things that make us comfortable in life. Once I get on this bus, all of that will be gone. I do not know if I will like where I end up, nor do I know if it shall be better than here or worse. I thanked the man for his response and shook his hand.As I approached the window, I began questioning if this was the ticket I would purchase. Standing in front of the lady, staring at the departure board, I felt a tap upon my shoulder. When I turned around, I saw the gentleman I was speaking to moments before. He said to me, I have no idea where you are planning to go, but if it is where I was planning to go, you can have this ticket.So I asked the man, Why have you changed your mind? He replied, I cannot handle not knowing where I may end up or how far I will go. So here is where I will stay, despite all that is wrong with this place. So if you would like this ticket, it's yours. The man handed me the ticket and turned away before I could thank him. Sitting, waiting for the bus,I began to think of all this man had said. I then began to question if I was ready to get on this bus myself. What will I do? What will be there? How bad will it be? How good will it be? Before I knew it, a man came over a loudspeaker and said, Now boarding the bus to nowhere. All passengers please go to gate number one. I got up from my seat and began to walk down the corridor to gate number one. Halfway down, I looked over my shoulder to see how many were coming on this bus. I saw no one. I handed the driver my ticket and I asked, "Sir, how many are on the bus?" He replied, "It's only you today, no others." So I asked, "Do many take this bus?" He replied, "Many have bought tickets, but most seem to never show. And if they do, this is as far as they get." A little startled, I asked, "Why do you think that is?" He replied, "Miss, I've been driving this bus for many years. Never have I seen 2 days the same. Driven millions of miles, only to have seen nothing. My guess is many of us are lost, and the only place it seems we must go is somewhere. So people come buy a ticket nowhere, thinking, hoping it will lead them to somewhere. Those who have gotten on I've never seen again. Yet those who haven't have been back to this very spot at this very gate, time and time again. That being said, this bus is leaving. Shall I rip this ticket? Would you be joining me?" I hand the man my bag and get on the bus, headed to somewhere.就这样，我坐上了一趟去往目的地未明的汽车。这辆汽车一直在不停地跑，跑到了今天。2014年3月，正是武汉樱花纷飞的时候，我收到了来自永清的第一封邮件。他在邮件里说，为你读英语美文是他和朋友们毕业后共同守护的理想平台，让我们一起延续大学时的热情，一起感悟和分享。这封邮件就像一张开往目的地未明的车票。上车的时候，我不知道自己会不会坚持下去，也不知道会遇到什么人，更没把握大家会不会喜欢我的节目。在这样复杂的心情里，2014年的3月19号，正好是一年前，我的第一期节目和大家见面了。直到今天，我所做的节目已经有5期，而在这一年的时间里，我们的听众从3万变成了30万，我们的主播从几位变成了30几位。在我们的主播里，我收获了从未谋面的朋友，比如永清，他接受我成为这个团队的一员，他热爱给大家发红包。比如傻梨，就是大家的主播 Sally， 最开始让我们凑在一起的就是中土世界和男神。比如小思，一个狂热的聊天表情收藏者，和他们一起说笑的时间永远是那么轻松，是我在繁忙的工作之后最能给我补充正能量的东西。也是从仿如一早就知道开始，有很多听众朋友找到我跟我聊天。有一个姑娘，她在我考研的那段时间每天都会在微博上鼓励我，找到考研的资料就转给我看，甚至陪我一起倒计时。有一个男生，他的学校离我的大学很近，他不常和我说话，可是每次我出了新节目，他都会给我一大堆表扬和建议。也许有一天你们也会听到他的声音。有一个姑娘，她像我们一样热爱广播，她常常告诉我她的近况，虽然她还在读高中，可是他已经在勤工俭学，并且利用课外时间去学习播音主持的知识。有一个男生，他在新西兰，他告诉我他在那边和我相差7个小时的生活，他支持我去寻找属于自己的生活方式，告诉我要出去走走，还带着我的名字去了霍比屯，让我离现实里的中土世界如此之近。还有一个姑娘，我知道他的运动能力很渣，讨厌跑800米，每次跑步基本都倒数第一，
可是最近他有超过了四个男生，变成了倒数第五。有一个小朋友，考试之前他来求祝福，考完之后，他好骄傲地告诉我们，他考了100分呢。我好喜欢你们告诉我的点点滴滴，哪怕是怎么保养头发，今天读了什么书，走在路上摔了一跤，或者在班里朗读了我的某一篇节目稿。你们给我的每一条留言我都会看，我喜欢你们给我的惊喜。我只是给了你们我的声音，可我从你们那里得到的太多，我不知道要怎么去计算。经过了一年，现在的武汉依旧是樱花纷飞的时候，我不在那座城市了，但我总有一天会回来。在车站的那一天，幸好我上了车，所以才能在为你读英语美文和你们相遇。虽然依旧是目的地未明，但至少在此刻，你们已经让我看到了沿途的好风景。我知道每一个人都有害怕选择的时候，都有想要赖在现状里得过且过的时候。我也知道并不是每一张去往目的地未明的车票都会最终停在你所期待的地方，但在这春天的好天气里，我一定要告诉你的是，如果你没有一张确定的车票，不妨坐上一班开往目的地未明的车。上了车的人不会再回到过去的生活里，而不愿上车的人却会一次又一次的在检票口流连。所以上车吧，毕竟怀着希望总是好的。这里是为你读英语美文，我是肖雨，我们下次再会吧。
忘れたくないささやきを聞く粉々